The United States is about to enter COVID hell. That's how one advisor to President-elect Joe Biden put it this week on CNBC. The number of Americans with new infections is hitting records daily. Yesterday, Johns Hopkins University recorded more than 144,000 new cases. And we haven't heard from President Trump or Vice President Pence on the pandemic in days. Dr. Emily Landon is the Executive Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control at the University of Chicago Medicine. Doctor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And let's start by focusing in where you are now. The state of Illinois, officials there reported 145 deaths yesterday. It's the highest single-day death toll that the state has seen since May. What concerns you about the state of things in Illinois?
Well, the hospitals are getting more and more full. We're seeing some hospitals having to switch to their surge planning. I know that at my hospital, staffing is becoming a challenge. We're certainly competing with Wisconsin for sort of extra staffing, which we used back in March. But there's even more people in Illinois that have not gotten sick yet. And if everyone gets sick at the same time, there's just not enough healthcare professionals, beds, space, and supplies to care for everyone.
Which would explain the surge planning in the hospitals. What does that look like? Well, what is surge planning?
Well, surge planning is trying to take what you have and do more. So we're trying to find more space, trying to use beds that are allocated to other areas and try and shift them over, trying to cut back on caring for patients that don't necessarily need urgent care. That often means that some elective procedures may get rescheduled. At most hospitals are trying to get as many elective procedures done now as possible. But we also know that once we have to stop doing some of those things in order to save space for people with emergency problems, it could be a long time before people can get back in to do those things.
Is what you're seeing now and what you might see in the weeks and months ahead, do you think that could be worse than what you experienced in the spring?
You know, a few weeks ago, I had said that I knew we were going to see a surge, but that I didn't think it was going to be quite as bad as what we saw in the spring. And I have to say that I need to change my thinking about that. I think this could be at least as bad as what we saw in Chicago. And I'm concerned about the duration of time that we're going to have to sustain it.
Well, your governor, J.B. Pritzker, is watching this closely. He upgraded restrictions for 11 regions in the state of Illinois that will limit indoor and outdoor gatherings to 10 people. It will also prohibit indoor service at bars and restaurants. So, I mean, some changes in response here, but is it enough?
You know, this is a really difficult situation to think about. I think those restrictions are welcomed by the medical professionals and by people who are really concerned about this. And I think we probably are going to need to do more. The
like
numbers
a full
are
lockdown.
Just, well, I'm not sure that a full lockdown, I'm saying that with air quotes, is really the right thing. We know a lot more now than we did in March. There are things that we can do to be a lot more tailored about sort of a stay at home kind of order. The most important thing, though, is that people are having these little gatherings inside their homes. They're doing what they were doing outside in the summertime, you know, having a barbecue and maybe not wearing masks while they ate, but keeping apart, and it's outside, so there's a lot of ventilation. And they're moving that indoors and thinking that's going to be sufficient, and it's just not. Our indoor ventilation systems are not capable of protecting people from COVID with just 6 feet of distance unless the unmasked time period is really short, like just like a few minutes. And so having people in your house and saying, I'm going to just keep us 6 feet apart is not going to work. And that's a big reason why we're seeing the spread.
Well, Dr. Landon, as these numbers spiral out of control across the country, a lot of people are wondering, where is the federal government? There are no public briefings. The Vice President, Mike Pence, head of the Coronavirus Task Force, has been more or less silent. President Trump hasn't spoken publicly in days. I mean, do you think the leadership vacuum at the federal level is getting worse and affecting the severity of this pandemic?
Absolutely. The silence is deafening. People are suffering. Healthcare is at the edge of failing. In North Dakota, they're letting people with COVID work caring for patients because they don't have enough people to care for patients. This is unbelievable. I never imagined that our government would turn a blind eye to so much suffering. And it's just, you know, it has a dual effect. It makes healthcare workers and patients with COVID and people with COVID and people trying to get healthcare for other issues feel abandoned. And, you know, other people who maybe feel less vulnerable to COVID, it just encourages them to continue to think that there's not a problem. But this is a huge catastrophe. You know, the number of people dying in the United States every day is like having three or four completely full planes crash to the ground and everyone die. Can you imagine if every night's news had three plane crashes and it just kept happening every single day, and then it was four, and then it was five? No one would stand for that. And I cannot imagine how anyone can turn a blind eye to this.
Dr. Emily Landon, Executive Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control at the University of Chicago Medicine. I know it's not possible probably for you to be busier, so thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
It's really important to get the message out. Thanks for having me.